We're here at the Westbury Y, where yours truly has gone through another session in my program with the folks who run the CHIP program here at the Y. And basically, it's a chance for cardiac patients to get back into the swing of things with respect to exercise. And joining us today is Lisa Mass. She helps run the program. She's a kinesiologist. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the CHIP program, why it's important, and who it's important for.
The CHIP program is the Comprehensive Health Improvement Program. It's very important for pretty much everybody, most specifically people who have had a heart event recently. The CHIP program will help them get back into the gist of things with exercise, starting nice and slow and gradually increasing with the intensity, the duration. It's going to help people feel more confident about the exercise and also be able to do more right after a heart event. You're going to be supervised by kinesiologists. We have a multidisciplinary team that helps get people back into their normal, regular lifestyle so that they can enjoy life after a heart event.
Now, it's my understanding that not too long ago, after somebody had a heart event, the doctor said, take it slow, take it easy. I imagine that's still the case somewhat, but it seems that you're encouraged to get back out there again. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Right after your event, you're going to have to take it slow and easy, but gradually increase, like I had just mentioned. Usually our participants will do a stress test, which will determine the safety of the exercise and also the limits. So we're going to start at the lower range of the limits of the exercise and then gradually increase throughout the program. The program lasts about 3 to 4 months, 36 supervised sessions. So during that period, we increase your intensity and we get you back into regular intensities so that you can, you know, deal with daily life.
So what should CHIP participants be aware of? I mean, what advice can you give those who might be considering it?
The advice I could give to participants who want to get back into the exercise is take it slow. Don't do things too fast or too hard. It's really a question of going and listening to your body. It's really a question of taking it slow, but at the same time, going to your limits.
Lisa Mass is with us. She's a kinesiologist with the CHIP program here at the UI. Remind us, Lisa, what it stands for.
The Comprehensive Health Improvement Program.
Now, you hear in the background the combination of machines going, the
yes.
treadmills, the bikes, the weight resistance machine as well. And as CHIP participants go on in this program, they do more and more. Is that right?
Yes. Throughout the program, you know, we start with a little bit and we gradually build up. So our objective is to make sure that all participants know how to use most of the equipment once they leave our program, if they do choose to leave.
So is the option there to continue, or let's say after 3 or 4 months, you're equipped with sort of the knowledge to go out on your own and continue exercising on your own?
Yes, definitely. After a program, most participants who have absolutely never worked out in a gym before will have most of the knowledge needed to continue on their own, feel confident in the gym, and definitely be able to exercise on their own. Although most of the patients often, they decide to stay with us because they actually are supervised in a group setting, so it allows them to have an appointment and come back on a regular basis and make sure that they're doing their activities on a regular basis.
So these are classes, set classes during the week. You pick a time slot, you show up, and you could be, I guess, on the floor anywhere from between, I don't know, 30 to 45 minutes. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, at least an hour, yeah. Sometimes we start off with 30 to 40 minutes, and then we build up the time depending on what type of activities you're going to be doing. We have set classes. We take appointments. Basically, you come to your class either in the morning, in the evening. If you can't make it in the morning, we're flexible. You can come in the evening. And we'll have our kinesiologist make sure that you're doing your exercises safely and efficiently throughout your session.
Is it safe to say, Lisa, that one of the biggest hurdles and obstacles is the fear associated with getting back into an exercise program after you've had a heart event?
That is what I usually, it's the most common comment from everybody who had a heart attack. What happens often is that the patients are quite afraid of getting into exercise. They don't know how to exercise. They don't know where or how much to do. So yes, there is a big fear associated with having a heart event. Coming to CHIP sort of helps encompass that fear because we have the kinesiologists that are there and we're making sure that everything happens smoothly and efficiently.
And as someone who's been involved in this program, I guess I've been with you folks for about a month, maybe 5 or 6 weeks. Lisa Mass, again, one of the kinesiologists who will join you on your rounds during these classes here at CHIP at the Y on Westbury to help you along your way. And you're pretty tough, Lisa, but you're fair.
Thank you.
Lisa Mass joining us today. Lisa, thanks.
Thank you.